Welcome back to another exciting episode of Ideologically Illogical, and today is a super duper one I'm super proud to deliver. Yesterday's was slacking as I had to talk about something I didn't want to talk about, so we won't even go there. But today, guys, this is very exciting. So if you're familiar with Ideologically Illogical, you know I've been talking a lot about Cuicuilco, the city that was flash covered in lava, and because of that, it dates it back to 7,000 to 8,000 years old, and that puts it in a class of its own, because I'm doing I'm tying in everything from that era, because it puts things back into the time of when Doggerland was around. And if you're not familiar with Doggerland, I suggest you go look at some of my prior episodes as well. But to tie all that in today, I've got something even better. Well, not better, but just as good, because it ties in with all of it. It's another location. It's a thing about it. I've known about it for a while. I just haven't done any of the research on it until now. I just decided to look into it. And it's the 10,000-year-old underwater ruins of Japan. And they're found off of the Yonaguni one, right? That's the one I'm talking about, off of that coast, and the submerged ruins. Now, they're estimated to be around 10,000 years old, but based on the evidence we have from the other one, which was covered by the volcanic lava that turned into volcanic rock and solidified everything in time, that gives us a date of 7,000 to 8,000 years. So if that's when the Earth went through a major cataclysm, a major event, a major reset, a major growth spurt, then that would have been unanimous across the entire planet, and that shows. And so that's what we're linking together. That's what we're connecting dots on, because that's the history of people want to know what happened to Atlantis. Where did Atlantis go? Well, the entire planet was Atlantis. This is the island planet Atlantis. And when that cataclysm hit, everything went for a while. And because of it, the amnesia that mankind has had ever since has kept us from our true selves, what we once were, what we could once be again. And instead, we're bickering and fighting over this trivial stuff in mundane conflict that goes around in circles like a dog chasing his own tail. So anyway, today we're going to talk about the underwater cities, and not just the ones, the 10,000-year-old ones, which I predict are more 7,000 to 8,000. And that's just when they were covered, right? So they could have been built way prior to the deluge, and they really could be 10,000 or even older. Guys, this is so exciting. So anyway, we got to take this first scheduled break. We'll be right back to talk about this place and other underwater cities. And this is why I don't buy into the whole climate change, by the way, because all of these cities are underwater prior to mankind having the so-called fossil fuels and creating this so-called greenhouse effect. So wither me, hither me there, then how did all of these cities become inundated under the water? Well, it's because this is a Gaian Earth. It's Pangaea, and she's growing. She's a beautiful thing. She's growing, and every time she has a growth spurt, she gets a little cranky and upset, and she might flip and do this, that, and the other, and the poles might shift here and there. And well, we as the parasites living among her have to learn to adapt to that. And that's what all of these old architectural dwellings are always about, right? The old architectural dwellings were always a means of studying the celestial things to keep track of this growth rate. Anyway, I've got to take this first scheduled break, and we'll be right back. Okay, so we'll start with the most interesting one and the tie-in with Atlantis, and that would be Lake Atitlan. Anyway, Lake Atitlan in Guatemala. And it was discovered in 96, and they've concluded that the ruins were originally an island that was under volcanic activity, or a landslide sunk it. And it was sunk some 1,700 years ago, is their estimation. The buildings were drowned before the era of the Mayan rule, and the artifacts discovered have left the impression that the area was abandoned in a hurry. Several ceremonial monuments were uncovered, as well as the altars, incense burners, ceramics, and the other usual suspect artifacts. Excavations are extremely demanding, as the visibility is closed to none, and everything is covered with a very thick layer of silt. And obviously it's all underwater, so I thought I'd start with that. But now let's jump to one of the most famous ones, right? The one everyone knows about. It's hiding in plain sight. And that would be Venice, right? In Italy. Obviously, they didn't build it underwater. When they built it, it was above sea level. But the earth is growing, and with it, changes. And water rose up, and now Venice is now partially underwater. Remember, this happened prior to any man-made industrialization with fossil fuels that would have caused any greenhouse effect. So all of these are natural occurrences, and there's nothing we can do to prevent them. Our planet is a beautiful planet, and she is growing. And we shouldn't penalize ourselves because of that. Now, we need to be mindful and not be wasteful, but we don't need to be lying to ourselves about what's really going on here. The next place I'd like to talk about is a very important historical figure, Cleopatra, right? She had a palace, and this palace was in Alexandria, Egypt. And Alexandria, Egypt is now underwater. And so is Cleopatra's palace, as well as the Temple of Isis. And all of these were discovered archaeologically under the waters. And the legend has it that her and Mark Anthony committed suicide there. So it's interesting that, you know, we can have the history of Cleopatra and Mark Anthony, but not of the cataclysm and the sinking of the cities. And that's telling me that that information is being withheld deliberately. Next on the list would be Pavlo Petri, right? And it's a Peloponnese, Greece. And it's another beautiful city. One of the earliest submerged archaeological cities to have been discovered. And it's got a whole layout of streets, courtyards, tombs, various buildings. I mean, it's an entire city. Yeah, the town was engulfed around 1,000 years before Common Era by an earthquake, is the cover story, and it's now a protected underwater cultural heritage site listed by UNESCO. As thieves, tourists, and boat anchors are destroying it. Another one is Aklit Yam, and again, we get that Atlantis. The ATL is not very common in any language, and so the fact that these underwater cities, multiple of them, have the AT and the ATL in them is very significant when I'm studying the history of this, because it's only found in like the word Atlas, which represents all of the world, right? And the word Atlantis and the word Atlato, right? Which it comes from Nahuatl and the natives over in that area, which were direct descendants of the Atlantean Empire. And that's the connection we're making with these ancient cities. And so this Atlit Yam in Haifa, Israel, is very important for that reason. And it goes also dating back to 7,000. There's that magic number around 7,000 BC. So that's telling a huge time of a cataclysmic event, because we keep seeing that same time frame occur in multiple places across the planet. And this one is also one of the oldest and largest submerged human dwellings ever discovered. In fact, for 9,000 years, the granular ocean floor preserved the site so well that bugs can still be found in the grain. And the skeletons are still lying peacefully in their graves. So it's just amazing how many of these cities are underwater. And go research them yourself. I'm giving you the basics on each one. Port Royal from Kingston Harbor, Jamaica, right? That's a common one used not that long ago. And that one was actually founded in 1518. And I think that one did succumb to the water by an earthquake and volcanic activity. And we've got Seahenge in Norfolk, England. And the list just goes on and on and on. Oh, wow, there's a beautiful place in India that's got some nice underwater statues and representation. The Shore Temple, Mahabali Puram in India. And very famous temple. It has always been encased in folklore. The legend spoke of seven temples that were so dazzling the gods grew envious and sent a flood that submerged all but one of them, leaving the Shore Temple companionless. Wow, after the tsunami of December 2004, a collapsed temple as well as several other structures and primordial rock sculptures used in the same era to decorate walls and religious shrines were exposed. And it revived theories that the Mahabali Puram formed part of the seven pagodas the first Europeans wrote about. So interesting, another one here in Aboukir Bay, Egypt, right? Heraklion. Two twin cities guarding the gateway to Egypt. Right, Heraklion and Canopus. And the Heraklion was home to Menelaus, king of Sparta, during the famous 10-year war against Troy, right? And that was over 1,200 years ago. So again, that number keeps being reoccurring, so there must have been a cataclysmic event at that time as well. And the pharaohs, Alexandria, Egypt again. So that one was so important, they wanted to talk about that one twice. Well, guys, that's just the tip of the ice underwater. And we could go extensively and do a podcast on each one of these because of the underlying wealth of information. But the scope of what we want to touch on is what I think I did touch on it, and that was bringing in a commonality of the time period as to when these became submerged, and it shows that there was obviously a worldwide event that took place, and most likely the Earth went through Gaia went through a growth spurt and possibly shift, polar shift, and it created a little havoc, a little unrest, and this is in place with water underwater that were previously above water. Right now, we're kind of seeing the same growth spurt, and politicians worldwide are using it to usher in a new reset. So we'll see what happens. Mother Nature will ultimately be the teller of where she's going to take us. Anyway, that's it for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Check back again tomorrow with Ideologically Illogical as we connect all the dots from different events from different time periods and put them all together in a way that you can see them in a way that you've never seen them before.